clear the calendar, send the kids downstairs to play. Hey, my name is Caleb, and it's time for Spirit Stories. You live in a physical world, but the spiritual world, it's just as real, and it's all around you. And good news, despite what the movies might try to sell you, you don't have to be afraid of it. Spirit Stories is a storytelling podcast where everyday people share their close encounters with the spiritual. Because when we engage the spirit realm alongside God, He uses it to grow and strengthen our faith. And thankfully, you don't have to just take my word on that. So I used to be a high school science teacher, and I know a lot of people think science and faith are incompatible. My friend Tim experienced something down in New Orleans that brought those two worlds together.
Hey, this is Tim, and this is my spirit story. Back in the summer of 2016, we made a go trip, called it Man Week. It was a week-long trip to New Orleans. And there were a couple guys that helped me run this, and one's name was Steve. A lot of this story will be about something that happened to Steve, so remember that name, Steve. We get down there. Steve's running our logistics. We have a bus. We have a van. We're all over the place. And part of the trip, we go to the World War II Museum. And while we're there, Steve starts to look a little pale. And so we say, hey, Steve, why don't you go and sit in the van? We just kind of leave him in there for a while. And I'm a little concerned because Steve is the main logistics guy. And I'm trying to run this trip. So I'm kind of keep track of everything. And we go and check on Steve. And Steve's not doing so good. Face is shaking. He's kind of pale and pasty. And he's not able to really move out of the chair at all. And I'm like, oh boy, we got to do something about this. Which on a trip like that, you kind of own all the pieces when you're the trip leader. So I talked to the other guys leading the trip and said, hey, you guys handle the museum. You guys ride in the bus. We got to take Steve to the hospital. And me and another guy on the trip named Mark start to drive and take Steve to an emergency room, which we don't know where emergency room is down in New Orleans. We're like on the phone trying to navigate, holding his hand because he's really hurting, like quivering and shaking in so much pain. We go to an emergency room. I don't remember the name of which one. It was pretty frantic. And we get in there. They start to check him out. And I'm a super logical person, right? So we're in this emergency room. I am trying to plan around what's going to happen, right? Like, what do you do when there's somebody who needs surgery or has a major health issue on one of these trips? And so I'm figuring out, oh, we're going to need to do plane rides home. Does he do surgery here or at home? And I'm starting to get all the wheels turning while simultaneously trying to minister to my friend. And they check him out. And his vitals are way off, right? Like his heart rate, his blood pressure, all that stuff. The guy's like, okay, there's definitely something going on here. And after some more questions, he thinks that it might be a gallstone, which is super duper painful. And so we're like, okay, there's going to be surgery. We go back out in the waiting room. You know, there's people kind of moaning. This is a bit of a rough waiting room. And so me and Mark start to pray for Steve. We're praying hard and repeatedly for like an hour. And Steve is, you know, like I said, sweaty, clammy, shaking. Partway through, Steve just starts to get better really fast. Me being more on the skeptical end of things, I start to wonder, what is going on here? Like, what medically could be happening? My brain was trying to find any answer other than, there's something miraculous happening here. But he just kept getting better and better and better. Like, pretty fast from how bad it was. I'm amazed and skeptical simultaneously. They eventually call us back. It had been like over an hour. It had been a long time. And they ask us what happened because they had heard about a guy who was, you know, floored. And they check him out and everything checks out just fine. And we're kind of eyes wide, like we cannot believe this happened. Like I was starting to like get ready to book airfare and do an insurance thing. We were putting the wheels in motion, the emergency evac. And the doctors are also scrounging for some sort of an explanation because they're like, you don't just flip back. The best reasonable explanation they could come up with was that a stone had been thrown up in the duct of his gallbladder, and then it fell back, and that's kind of what they ran with. You know, me being skeptical Tim, I was like, okay, maybe that's it. Maybe I didn't just see a miracle, even though it had a weird feel about it. And I mean, I saw it. I saw him go so fast from so busted to okay. And we go back and we finish the trip, and I mean, it's been over a year. I mean, that was 2016. Normally, if you had, my wife's a doctor, so I was kind of poking around. If you had this happen, there would be some sort of recurrence. Like, that's just a temporary reprieve. And so we thought, whew, okay, we made it home. But nothing has happened. It's like he really got better, got healed. And I'm still here, Skeptical Tim, still waiting to hear some medical reason why. We were fervently praying, and he just started to get better. We were in a hospital, so he got checked out right before and right after, and there's just not a real rock-solid answer on what happened other than miraculous healing. I pray different now. Like, when I'm praying for people and on people, I pray with much more confidence. Being sort of a skeptical science-y guy, I've been a believer for some time. I didn't always feel that he was going to show up, like, physically and do a thing right in front of me. Like, I thought he was always going to work through the hands of the doctors. Like, we'd pray for him to be healed, the doctors would do something, and he would get healed. I mean, I've seen that a lot. What I have not seen a lot is that right in front of me, God just did a thing. I've seen it a couple times since, but that was a big turn for me, is that, ooh, there's something happening in the spirit realm that I can witness and not explain.
Hey, Tim, thanks for sharing that story with us. If you have a story you'd like to share, or if you have questions about the podcast, we would love to hear those. Interact with us over email, podcasts@crossroads.net. And we understand that some of the stories in this series can be upsetting or can leave you with questions that are difficult to answer. If you have an immediate need, we are here for that too. You can reach out to the concierge service at Crossroads Church via email, hello@crossroads.net. Leave your name, your question, or concern, and if you'd rather have a call back than an email, leave a number where we can reach you. Someone will be in touch shortly. Spirit Storage is a production of Crossroads Church, Cincinnati, Ohio.